Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Jonathan Bruhl, Executive Director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, sitting in for Albert Morales this morning. Since its establishment some 4 years ago, the Department of Homeland Security has been faced with assembling 22 separate federal agencies and organizations with multiple missions and cultures into one department. This mammoth task involved a variety of transformational efforts, one of which was design and implement the necessary management structure and processes for the acquisition of goods and services. With us this morning to discuss her efforts in this area is our special guest, Elaine Duke, Chief Procurement Officer, U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security Services at IBM. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jonathan.
Elaine, let's get started with the department itself. I doubt a single American hasn't heard of the Department of Homeland Security. Having said this, many may not realize the creation of DHS represents one of the largest reorganizations in government since World War II. Perhaps you could give us a sense of its mission and continued evolution.
Yes. Our mission is a very, very broad Homeland Security mission, and it consists really most concisely of five priorities set forth by our Secretary. The first priority is to continue to protect our nation from dangerous people. The second is to continue to protect our nation from dangerous goods. A third is to protect the critical infrastructure. This is a huge mission growing in strength within the department and a focus for us throughout 2007 and into 2008. As a fourth priority, we're building a nimble, effective emergency response system and a culture of preparedness. And I think that's key to have both the preparedness piece to anticipate Homeland Security needs, as well as the response system to have the responses in place for a Homeland Security need. And our fifth is to strengthen and unify the DHS operations and management. And that priority is specifically focused on what you mentioned earlier regarding bringing the disparate agencies in together to one department.
That's an important mission and a significant one. Could you give us some sense of the scale of your operations? How is DHS organized, and what is the size of its budget, the number of full-time employees, and its geographic footprint?
The geographic footprint is worldwide. We have about 180,000 employees in the Department of Homeland Security, and the budget for fiscal year 2007 was $42.8 billion. The DHS organizational structure is made up of a headquarters that both has the traditional headquarters activities and four distinct directorates with operational focus. That's the National Preparedness Directorate, Science and Technology, the Undersecretary of Management, which houses my office and the other chiefs, such as the Chief Financial Officer, Chief Information Officer, Chief Human Capital Officer, and FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. We have six operational components, and those include Transportation Security Administration, Customs and Border Protection, U.S. Secret Service, U.S. Customs and Immigration Service, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, and United States Coast Guard. In addition, we have the support components that you would find in any large department.
So, Elaine, from there, you mentioned your organization and your position within the Undersecretary of Management. Can we talk a little bit about your specific responsibilities as a chief procurement officer?
I think in my responsibility as the chief procurement officer, or CPO, I have two distinct areas. One is I have functional responsibility for contracting throughout Department of Homeland Security. So I have a functional responsibility, we call it a dotted line, if you will, to the heads of contracting activities throughout DHS, the nine heads of contracting activities. And so through that, I set the policy, I perform the oversight and review for the operational contracting offices. A second distinct function is to be the, if you will, staff advisor on procurement and acquisition issues for the department. I'm the senior person in contracting in the department, so provide a staff function to the secretary and deputy secretary on procurement matters.
So one of the things that may not be obvious to folks is the extent to which the chief procurement officer affects the mission and the way your organization supports the execution of the principles that you laid out in the beginning for the Department of Homeland Security. Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys support the mission and your functions?
The major way we support the mission is through our acquisition programs. In some agencies, procurement really just is ancillary to direct mission support. In the Department of Homeland Security, the way we were stood up as a department, many of our key mission elements are supported by an acquisition program. For instance, Secure Border Initiative. Under our Secure Border Initiative, many acquisitions, but one major acquisition program, which is the SBI Net program, which has the scope of securing 6,000 miles of border. Similarly, TSA stood up through a series of acquisitions programs, both the explosive detection for the baggage and also the screening of people, all through acquisition programs, training of screeners when THS was stood up. We have FEMA, where our preparedness is all done through a series of contingency contracts. So whether you look at headquarters itself, Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, where we have an acquisition program to improve our detection of nuclear materials, each one is direct mission through our partnerships with industry and acquisitions.
Now, many organizations in the government have been together for decades, if not centuries, and the procurement organizations grew organically with those organizations. When the Department of Homeland Security was started a number of years ago, the competency of procurement in organizations was at different levels. What type of challenges do you see on a regular basis in the difference of skill sets or skill mix that came together to form the department from a procurement standpoint?
I think I see two differences. One is the transition from some of the legacy agencies where procurement was a support function, it was true minor procurement, into having to do contract to support major acquisition programs, which is very different. The second area, I think, are cultural differences, and that is where we use terms of art like negotiation, like best value, source selection, and to me it means one thing, and people from different backgrounds, it means that another thing. So we're having to set some basic standards in terms of what does it mean to do a best value source selection in the Department of Homeland Security and how we do things as a department.
So what top challenges do you have going forward from here?
I think the top challenges, one that's the part of supporting the Department of Homeland Security is its dynamic mission. Many of the other major departments have different challenges in their mission, but a basically stable mission. With Department of Homeland Security, since our major foe are small terrorist groups, they have a very nimble and quick adaptation to us securing any kind of threat. So the minute we have something in place to deal with one threat, they're on to the next threat much more quickly than some of our traditional defense enemies. So we're going to have a dynamic mission. And because acquisition is something where you plan for it and often have long-term requirements, we have the challenge of how do we develop acquisitions and acquisition strategies that are flexible enough to adapt to our changing mission, yet have the appropriate controls to ensure that we're getting a good business deal.
Let's change the discussion a bit from the department and focus on you for a minute. Could you describe for our listeners your career path? How did you begin your career?
My career path was a little different than most people that are in the Washington, D.C. area. I did come in under the PACE program, which was the Professional Administrative Career Exam back in the early 80s. But I came into a field activity. I went to Charleston Air Force Base. And I also came into the contract administration side, which many people start in the pre-award side. And I spent my career in the field, principally started out with Air Force, principally with the Navy, and came to Washington, D.C. in the mid-90s have experience with transportation and actually the Smithsonian Institution. So I think that my experience really was operational at the grassroots level. People talk about where the rubber meets the road. I spent 6 years at a public work center, and that's where the rubber meets the road. And so I try to bring that operational, that field experience on the mission into the D.C. Beltway environment.
How has this field and operational experience prepared you for your current leadership role, and how has it shaped your management approach and your leadership style?
I think it's prepared me by having a make-it-happen type approach to getting things done. I think that when you're in a field organization and you really have to make things happen, I think that the focus is on how you bring people together, how you stay focused on a solution, how you cut through obstacles, and know when enough talking is enough and when it's time to make a decision. And I really think that that is something that we can benefit from, because I think it really manages risk best. It drives towards mission fulfillment, which is why we're all here.
What was one of the biggest surprises to you coming from more of an operation and field experience and then operating in a place like the Department of Homeland Security at a department-wide level?
I think the biggest difference, and I don't think this is unique to the Department of Homeland Security, but to the Washington area, has been the actual level of involvement and the complexity of decisions. That's been the biggest thing. Department of Homeland Security is a very, very flat organization. So the thing that's been most interesting is how directly and with very few layers, decisions that we make on our acquisition strategies affect the way this country moves forward. It's a tremendous responsibility.
What about DHS's strategic sourcing initiatives? We will ask Elaine Duke, Chief Procurement Officer, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.